Hey everybody, it's Thursday evening and I'm in Washington Square Park. There's the arch behind me. There's Bobst, where all of you should have been but haven't been. In front of us is Kimmel, lots of people not social distancing. There's Duke Castle. And tonight in Duke Castle we should be having our final end of the year Shabbat, but of course we won't be. So I thought instead to share a little thought, call it a drasha if you like, for this final Shabbat. And it's for everybody. It's especially for our seniors who we love and who are leaving and to say goodbye. I can't tell you how much Corinne and I have missed all of you. So the last week of semester quite frequently coincides with Lag BaOmer. And Lag BaOmer for me is the story of Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai and his cave. You probably remember it. He's forced to flee because he badmouths the Romans. And he finds himself taking refuge in a cave with his son-in-law. And he's there for a long time, for 12 years, buried up to his neck in sand. And he has a great time. Nothing to disturb him. They learn Torah and it's perfect. And then eventually he has to leave the cave. And he goes out into the outside world, and it's really, really difficult. He sees people being osek b'chaye sha'a, just concerned with temporal life, the moment, making money, not living their values, and he can't take it. He burns it up with his eyes. And then something really strange happens. God tells Rashbi, I didn't want you to do that. I didn't teach you my Torah in order to burn up the world. And that makes sense. But what God does next is so strange. He says, go back to the cave. Why should he go back to the cave? The cave is the place that made the problem. The cave is the place which made Rashbi into the extremist who is unable to cope with the outside world. It's not the solution. It's the problem. So why does he go back? He goes back because if he didn't go back to the cave, he'd be doing an act of violence to himself. The cave is the place that made him into Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai. If he was told to leave the cave, forget the cave, he'd be denying something essential about himself. And so what he needs to do is to go back to the cave, the place that made him into who he is, be true to himself, but learn how to make it not incompatible, but compatible with the outside world and the next stage of his life. And it strikes me that this is actually the challenge which faces anyone who's had a really intense, powerful, profound experience at a certain stage of their life, and then needs to move on to a new stage. How do you do that? How do you take what was so beautiful about the previous stage and bring it with you into the next stage? There are two really bad options. One bad option is to forget the cave and to just think it was an illusion. It was something which is only going to hamstring me now, and now I just need to embrace fully wherever I am and forget whatever it was that I learned in the previous stage. In other words, to take the outside world. And the other really bad option is to say, no, the outside world is fake, it's false, I want to go back to where I was, and to never be able to live in the next stage because you're always pining for the previous stage. In other words, to choose the cave. And the Gemara gives us a third option. It says, you need to learn how to combine them. You can't live in the outside world because the experience you had in the cave was so powerful. You need to go back to the cave and learn how to bring it with you into the next stage. And the million-dollar question is, how do you apply that to your life? What is the cave and what is the outside world? And I've been here at NYU now for 5 years. I've seen more than one full cohort go through. And something really amazing is that what is the cave and what is the outside world changes for people over time. When they arrive at college, the cave is the memory of where they were before. Often it's Israel, yeshiva, midrasha, mechina. Everything was perfect. You were living your values there. You had your teachers. You had your people, who, your friends, who were doing exactly the same thing as you. That was the warmth. That was the perfection. And then you get to NYU and downtown Manhattan, and it's messy. Everybody around you is different. They don't share your values. They're interested in things which are not of any real substance, and you feel terribly lonely, and you want to burn it all up with your eyes. And the great challenge is, how do I take what I had before and bring it to where I am now, right here? But then, at the end of the year, I don't think of the freshmen as I do at the start of the year, I think of the seniors. And for the seniors, the Gemara means something else altogether. Because the cave is no longer Israel, the cave is now college. College is the place where you've built your community. You've got your place. You've got your role, what you give to the community. You've got so much time, KCAF, everything else, just to be with people. And it's the next stage of your life, which is so terrifying, where you're not going to have that cushioning, and that's the outside world. And so here's my bracha to everybody, and it's especially my bracha to our seniors, that you take from this year, from these 4 years, you learn how to make it into your home, into the place where you're comfortable, place where you love, turn it into your cave. And then when it comes time to leave, take everything from it that has been so wonderful and learn how to bring it to your next stage. And I think it would be wrong if I didn't conclude with a thought for the moment, which is that we all know what a cave looks like in the last few months. Our homes have become our caves because we're not allowed out into the outside world. And most of us have been praying to get back to the outside world, and I want to get back to work and to all of you and to students and community. But there's always something to get from the cave. And please God, we'll be able to emerge into this post-COVID world as better people than the ones we were when we went into it, that we should take from our own cave and bring it with us into the next stage. Mazal tov for finishing the year. Mazal tov especially if you're part of our senior class and are graduating. Hashem should bless you that this wonderful cave of downtown Manhattan, its beauty and its energy, should stay with you for the rest of your life. Shabbat shalom. Love to all of you.